Kia ora and welcome to RDU. Well, you're here anyway. Right, we're back. And I'm very excited to have it in the studio with me right now. Honey for Jupiter, good morning.
Ata Marie.
Welcome back. It's nice to have you here.
Lovely to be here.
So, a few things have happened since you were last here. Where should we start? Where should we start with you?
I guess I could just say I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. I'm doing all right. So we'll start with your Ormap song. That's out now.
Yes, it is on Spotify and SoundCloud.
And how's reception been to it? Do people like it? I guess I wouldn't tell you if they didn't like it.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. A lot of my friends have been like, yeah, it's such a bop. but then they're my friends, so
yeah,
I have
slightly biased.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd love to play it to just a random person, like do one of those interviews where you're like, how do you like this song? They'd probably be like, oh, it's shit. And then I could be like, it's by me. They'd feel really awkward.
Yeah, just really awkward, uncomfortable silence for 30 seconds after.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you enjoy that whole experience? Has it changed kind of how you view music production at all?
Absolutely. It taught me a lot about music production. I kind of was a bit of a fly on the wall. Like, we did the day recording, and then for some of the production sessions, I just was like, can I come sit in and see what you do?
Yeah.
And that was really cool. And I got to work on a lot of the vocal tracks for it myself, which was really fun. So, yeah, it taught me so much.
Has there been more music coming?
There definitely is a lot of more music.
Okay.
I've been spending like the last kind of summer period recording a lot more in my little home studio and just kind of producing it through my own little kind of avenues. But I'd love to work with some more people, and fingers crossed, I'm going to be working with some people to release an EP soon.
Oh, very exciting. That's a good question, though. How was your summer? Good?
It was great. Filled with a lot of travelling.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
Because is Ōtautahi home for you? Or?
It is, yeah. I have a flat here, so I class it as home at the moment. But I was a bit of a nomad over summer. Went away with my little car up north and, yeah, went to a few festivals. Did a little bit of recording and things.
Cool.
Different places, but yeah.
I mean, the travel's not over for you right now, is it? You're about to head overseas.
Yes.
So you have been, you're one of 40, correct?
Correct.
One of two New Zealanders, only two Kiwis, selected for the JBL Martin Garrix, what is it, Sound Academy or something?
I think that's the name.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about this, because this is huge. This is a big deal.
Yeah. So I am a uni student, and I had to do an internship over summer, and it was great, but I was a little bit bored one day, and I saw this thing advertised, and it was like, submit some demos and a motivational video. And you could get one of the spots to go to this International Music Academy run by JBL and Martin Garrix. And I thought, oh, might as well. So I submitted some things. And then like a month later, I got an email saying I'd made the top 10 in New Zealand. And I was like, whoa, that's funny.
Oh, wow.
And all the entries were amazing. All the top 10. I was like, wow.
Could you see all the entries or something?
Yeah, it was like announced. They were like, here's the top 10.
Oh, right. Okay.
I didn't really tell anyone though, because I was like, well, that's really nice that I made this, but I'm not going any further with it.
Yeah, right.
And then, one night I was at a party and had the urge to check my emails at 1 a.m. in the morning. And I saw this email and it was like, congratulations. And obviously I was at a party, I was tired. I might have had a couple sojus.
Yeah. And I was soju. Like, interesting. Yeah. Brave.
Brave. That's probably why I was like, wow, this is a joke. This is definitely a dream. But no, in the morning, double checked, and I had been chosen alongside another New Zealand artist to head over and work with the crew, JBL and Martin Garrix, for this kind of workshop thing.
Wow. So in Amsterdam, you go for a week, correct?
Yes. So I'm in Amsterdam for a week, and the actual course is run over, I think, 4 days. So it's quite fast-paced.
Yeah.
But they kind of teach you a bunch of like ins and outs of the music industry and production, studio time, and kind of marketing as well, I think.
Wow. Holy moly, that's huge. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the other Kiwi artist, Fable, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Have you ever met them?
I haven't, but I have listened to his music, and it is super cool.
So, well, I guess you will meet now. You've got something very special in common.
Yeah.
Do you know kind of a rough breakdown of where the 40 were selected from, like globally?
I think basically all over the world, from kind of the UK and America, like the big ones, but then a bunch of places in Europe. I think there's French people, there's Belgian people, there's Australians. I think there's some from Indonesia, like, it's very global,
yeah.
And I think, I didn't think that they were expecting to select two from New Zealand because it's such a small country.
Yeah, I guess proportionally, that's crazy.
For some reason, they thought my shitty bedroom produced demos were okay. So,
I think that's a very valuable lesson, Justin. Like, go for something.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
Exactly.
Oh, that is so exciting. So when does that take place?
That is from the 26th of March to the 31st of March.
Oh, so like about a month away.
Yeah, yeah, pretty close.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, that is so exciting for you. And you get to, have you ever been to Europe?
I was actually born in the UK.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could have been a chav right now, but yeah, I'm sitting here.
Yeah, here you are. Here you are.
But yeah, so I've been around Europe before, but only as a baby.
Oh, okay.
Never been as a sentient human being. So
yeah, right.
So be interesting.
Oh my gosh, this is so, I'm so happy for you. Like, thank congratulations.
You.
What a awesome, awesome thing to do. And I guess what's really interesting about that is, for you, it should confirm that your bedroom recordings aren't too bad a quality.
They must be somewhat okay.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe that was so bad, though, like, this girl needs help, like, right now.
I think it was maybe one of those, like, X Factor auditions where it was, like, so bad, but I'm, like, a crowd favorite.
Yeah, nice.
Mascot.
So, have you been performing much?
I've been performing with the Bannerman a little bit. Not as Honey for Jupiter, though, yet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've just been working on a lot of my own home studio production stuff, but I think as the year ramps up and people are back at uni and back to normal life, I hope to get on the bill for a few
things. Oh, exciting times. So were you in this band like last time you were here?
I was. It was very new at
right
that point.
okay.
I think I might have mentioned I play ukulele alongside doing a bit of backing vocals and playing kind of egg shakers here and there.
Oh, wow.
And doing some interpretive dancing on stage.
Nice.
Okay. I'm really a bit of an everything person.
No, that's brilliant. I mean, between the egg shakers and the ukulele,
yeah.
what more does a band need?
I know. I've really weaseled myself in there. I've found a niche spot in the band. Like, they definitely wouldn't need me, but now they need me.
Right, right. And did you mention to me earlier you live with some of your bandmates?
I do.
So
yeah.
What's that like, having bandmates who are also flatmates?
Oh, they suck. No, they're great. No, it's actually really cool. It, kind of gets me, especially after a long day, it inspires me to get home, play some tunes. There's always, it's a very musical household.
Music playing. Okay.
It's great. It's super convenient as well for band practice. We always have it at my flat now, which is great. But yeah, no, it's been a time.
Because you're like, you're kind of Studentville area, right?
Yeah, Upper Riccarton, baby. Woo-hoo.
Oh, man. That, honestly, it's like a world in of itself.
It literally is. Like when you drive out, I don't know, to Sumner or the Centre City, it feels like a different country.
Yeah,
like a different place. Yeah, Studentville's very...
Oh, it's the best time of my life, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, it's so much fun.
Honestly, alongside the mold and all the flats, like, it's, yeah, no, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, maybe the mold's not great, but the rest of it is. Hey, well, congratulations.
Thank you. This is
a hugely exciting thing. And who knows what'll come from it as well.
Yeah,
who knows? World's your oyster. So congratulations and like well done for just like on a whim applying for something like that and seeing what would come of it. I think, you know, it's a pretty valuable lesson for a lot of people. So congratulations.
Thank you.
It's so cool to have you back and your music, Spotify, SoundCloud, to everyone out there, go check it out. And listen to, what was your ORMAP song's name again?
It's called Got Me, and it's got two underscores at the front of it. It's like underscore, underscore, Got Me,
right.
Just to be a little bit different and fun.
Yeah, I do vaguely remember that. I should have actually remembered the name of that song. That's on me. But,
no, that's okay.
I'm busy, guys, all right? Leave me alone. hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.